Be'ez Hashem Yisboch, we begin the new Masechta, Masechta Sinus, begin the new Perek, Perek Me'emesai, we begin Dav Beis, begin the Menalf, begin the Tez Namaste, begin with the words of the Halacha of Me'yom Teba Achen Shalchag, that Rabbi Yeshua says, you start mentioning Gevurah Geshamim, Masha Baruch Merit Ageshem, from the last Yom Tev of the Yom Tev Besokos. What that refers to is Shmini. Shmini Atzeres. Why would you mention it then? Because Delayas Mesokos, we're not sitting in the Sukkah anymore. And there's no problem but the Siman Kalala of asking, or mentioning rain when you don't want rain in Sukkot. Now, Tais comes to explain. This is not fully, not even today's times that we do sit in the Sukkot and Shemina Tzeres in the element of Abundance. It's only rabbinically Mishmina Tzeres because of the situation of doubt. And hence, we're not concerned for this problem about rain now already on Shemina Tzeres. Now, the problem with that is, what do you mean? Bavagav the Bikin, Bikvi the Yarcha, what do you mean Safik? We really know when Rish Chodesh is. We don't have any more Sveik in the Yaima. So now the answer is Gezeirah Shel Yachzeh Davar Kukula. We're concerned that maybe things might go back to the way of old and that we can't learn a Torah. We're going to forget about the understanding of the calendar, or we're going to have to keep 2 days, and because that we already treated now like 2 days. Because we keep the customs of our fathers that they didn't know and they always had to keep. Like it's brought in the first paragraph of Dal Nadal on the days. Again, therefore, we mentioned Gevurah Geshamim because it's not really part of the primary Yom Tov Midaraisa of the Chiyuv Vaday of sitting in the Sukkah. Now, I'll call Shabbalai, but you're right, all 7 days of Sukkot, we don't mention rain. Shagasham may Sukkot some call him, because rain during the days of Sukkot is a sign of a curse. Could the non-peric change the Sukkot, like we learned in the second peric in Sukkot, the Chas and the Beis, Moshul Evi Vahulu, Kabir Kabir to the servant is coming to pour water, and the master pours in his face, so too we will come and sit in the Sukkah, and Hashem makes the rain come, that we cannot sit in the Sukkah. Therefore, we don't mention rain in the first 7 days of Sukkot. Kinnik Tes Master begin with the words in Cain. In the Gemara, Yeshua says to Belaza, if so, what? If in Ato Ibn Maskin, if you say, like you responded to me, that you're going to mention Gevurah Geshamim, even though Al Pishin Shalom, you agree that we don't ask for it, because right, we definitely don't want rain now, but yeah, you mentioned it because of the Shalach, but, so that was the point that he was saying. Now, Hoyel Omashma by Nasai, because, so what? Because you're saying that when you mention it, doesn't mean you want it now, it just means that when it's the proper time. So if that's the case, you should mention also in the summertime. So Matan Nisim Simeon tradition. So Rabbi Shua said to him, so why are you giving a sign that from the beginning of Yom Tov and Sukkot you mentioned it, even in the summer you should mention it? For Rabbi Leza, I remember Brais and Gemara. Leza actually says in the Brais and the Gemara that yeah, Kala Kayitz and Bola Haskamaski. You're right. During the whole summertime too, if you want to mention rain, you can mention it as long as you're not asking for it. Because Delayim by Nasa Mashma means when the appropriate time is, but you're not asking for it now. Now Miu. So then. So why do I say that it's only from the first day of Yom Tov Sukkot? Because Al Hashalei Romalei Chayva. In the summertime, you don't have an obligation. If you want, you could. Al Yom Tov Rishon, but in the first day of Yom Tov Sukkot, Chayva L'Ratzis, there's an obligation to already appease Hashem with the words of Shlach of Masha Baruch Lefnei She'el, before you start asking after Sukkot. The reason is Shekol Abol Abakesh Makdim Menatz. Anyone's coming to make a request has to come first and appease first, and therefore we want to mention it already now in Sukkot. And the fact that it's like a sign of a curse, water, rain on Sukkot, for that, like up to you, we're not particular about, whereas Rabbi Shua company is particular about, and therefore he held that you don't say it. To the next test, Master, begin the words with the Gemara, Hasim Kai. It's going on there, like, where does this discussion come in from the Halacha of Mishnah? So the Gemara assumes Pirish, what it means to say, Besay Destroy. It's going to say Destroy, the Brachas Perikin, I mean, I'm going to give them an Aleph, but we learn over there that you mentioned Gurus Gacham and talks about Hechas Brachas of Tchiz HaMesim. So that's what the Gemara says. When you're mentioning over here in Masechta Tainus, what's going on in Masechta Brachas, but Velisni Hasim, say it over there, Maishna Bechulu, why claim it, in other words, Amai Tanahoch B'mayid, why are you mentioning that topic over here and say the Mayid, Amai the Tanah Hasim, say the Zom, which you already mentioned already in Say the Zom, you should have had this discussion of our mission over there. To the next is Masel, so takes begin the words of the Gemara. Eli, you're right, Tana Medesh Hashanah Gesalik, you're right, we're not going back on what it says in Masechta Brachas, it's going on what it says in Masechta Rosh Hashanah. Which Pirish, but Rosh Hashanah have to say the Maid. Rosh Hashanah doesn't say the Maid in there, and Rosh Hashanah mentions regarding B'chag Nidon Elamayim. So that's what's saying of him is of this time is, oh, so when you mention Gevurah Geshamim, because since on Sukkot you're judged for water, so then you have to mention it already in that season of Sukkot's time. So that's what our mission is, a continuation of that Masechta. But Vim Tematez says, but Tez has to take a second look. He says, but still, by Katalis to Mesedes Ram. But that still doesn't really answer the question. Why didn't we say Mesedes Ram? Which is a previous Seder, which already mentioned this topic already there. And this is says, if you're someone, you can say, no, the Hocha Iker here, Mesedes Sign is the primary, because the Am Bechag Nedayin Al Maim, because in Seder Moed, Mesedes Hashanah, it talks about that in Yom Tov Sukkot, you get judged on water. Baruch de Milsa, and what's appropriate conduct is l'rasel l'tnei sha'ela, is to appease before you ask her something. L'kach shomer ha'hocha, therefore we leave it till hit to say the ma'id, where this idea was explicitly mentioned that would require that you should mention before, and that's what we're asking over here in time, this which a continuation of Rosh Hashanah. But this in Masechta Brachot, to say this rhyme, all we said was maskirin gevuras kshamim, that we mentioned hashem baruch ma'idageshem. But efshe demayim la'ilam, efshe demashkim la'ilam, maybe that would sound like that you always mentioned it. Like the Brachot Tchesa Mesim, Abdullah, B'chan Nadas, Abdullah, B'chan Nadas, which you always mention those things. So therefore you can't ask, when do you start Kavurus Kesham? Because who said there is a distinct time? Maybe it's always going to be. And if we specifically ask it over here, Katerim Rosh Hashanah, not over there in Masechtas Brachot. To next test master, begin with the Gemara, but listening, you should say, Name is a Meskirin Keshamim. When you mention rain, my Kavurus Kesham, what's the terminology of the might of rain? So Amr Yechon says Shiyad Megvur, because the rain comes down with might. So it's a statement to wonder. Because Hasan Mebrachas Perikin Emnim Vedim Zechus Brachas and Perikin Emnim Ketani Kehacha, it teaches the same idea like it says over here. And it says Maskirin Gevurz Gesham. It says that we mentioned the might of Gesham. And it says Veshavim Gesham B'chulim, you're asked for rain, which is Pitzayim Talmata and Baruch Aleinu. My Lai Kom Akshu Kemahacha. Why do you think more over there? Ask like I asked over here. Should I ask, Balesni Maskirin Al Gesham, that you mentioned regarding the rain, like Bruce, what's the might? Why is only asking it over here and not over there in Masechtas Brachot, which has the same terms? Yeshem Tzitz says what you could say is Shani Hacha. Here it's different because Tabe Ika Seid Shal Gesham. Because here it's talking about the primary order of rain, meaning the Eizis Man Maschin LaAmrei. What's the time when you start saying it? Meimus Epeiskum LaAmrei. When you stop saying it? Shemochi Parachachot Vemasav. There here we ask it more than over there. Where over there it's just mentioning in the Hilchas Brachot, we're not getting so specific and asking the wording. Whereas over here, we're more specific, therefore we ask on the wording. Next test master begins with the words of Gemara. The Gemara is saying that why we said the terminology of Gevurus Geshamim is because, like we said, it comes down to Gevurah. And we learn from Gzeirah Shava, where it says this terminology of Cheker by the creation of the world, it says Cheker by rain. And just like by the creation of the world, it says Gevurah, where Uksib, it says in the Pasig, Mechen Harm Bekaichai, he prepares the mountains with his might. With his might, and Nezer Begvura, he's girdled with his strength, so, that was by the creation of the world. And V'chihecha, the high Cheker, B'Brizam, just like over there, where he mentions Cheker by creation of the world. Ritzalim Begvura means with might, because it has both terminologies. High Cheker Nami, here it says Cheker by the rain, is Ritzalim Begvura means to say the same idea that might, if we get the terminology of Gvura's Kesham. It says, however, yesh lahakshis, but you can still ask, am I not a gevurus tvei mekayach? So, okay, we understand where the term gevurus came from, but why do you pick that more than the term kayach, which says there in the pasuk? Kamekin have a little mema, so too could have said, mema samaskin kayach gesham, but when you start mentioning the might of the rain, or listening, gedoilis gesham, or to mention the greatness of the rain, which also says the word, isi gedoilis vein cheker there in that same pasuk. So it says, if someone could say, yes, the men did not gevurus. No, logic tells us to say gevurus, mishum tamid de kayach veke gedula, because gevurah includes kayach and includes gedula. That's what might has, strength has, both kayach and gedula. Or inami, additionally, you could say, mishum da bracha meschaz begvurah, because since the bracha actually starts with gevurah, meaning this bracha we mentioned gevurus geshamim starts at the gibur, lochet nakid gevurus, therefore we also mention when we're talking about geshamim, we call it gevuras geshamim. There's three keys that wasn't given over to an agent: rain, childbirth, and tchias amesim. So says the Tanya, let's take a second look. It says Nibigin to say, but mean, but the Gemara says, and then after being given an olive, the mafteach hagashamim nimsar melaliyo. The key of rain was given over to Eliyahu Navi, and the mafteach of tchias amesim would define the key of revival of the dead. And the lelisha, the silik says, v'agim lachem olive, v'yem eliyo chay Hashem begaymer. If there's going to be rain, we say later on when the world needed rain, so the Rabban sent to Ibn Chilkiyah ben Sa'i, the grandson of Chenya Magul, to daven, and the rain came down, and obviously that the key of rain is given over to others. So it says, if something you could say is the other comment, this that we're saying over here in our Sugi Shal Nimsu Shal, that wasn't given over to an agent. Ain't no Tanlam Shal Nimsu Ma'il that was never given over. Dashal Tchiz Amesim Shal Gisham Nimsu, yeah, we know that by Tchiz Amesim and rain was given over to others. And Lim Nimsu Lishlech Lisla Il Mun Alim, it just means to say that Hashem never made, like, so to speak, nature, that this would be a natural order for a certain agent, intermediary, to be in charge of. No, Hashem's in charge, but yes, at times Hashem would give it over to others. Next test master begins with Zigmar Bishma Ilecha Elikim, that God heard her, opened up her womb. So Pirush, what this means to say is that he himself did it, and that's the proof of what we're saying, that the key to childbirth is by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Taisa, take a second look, he says, and if you're going to say, wait a second, Malcha Mashma, from our story, it sounds like Lekei Al-Shosh Mavtechus. Like we're saying, there's three keys. Then we could ask, there's a passing in Yirmiyah that says, Pasach Hashem Asit Sarai, Hashem opens up his storage room, the Yitzis Kleizam, and he takes out his tools of fury. That also sounds like he didn't give it over to Eishin, because it's the same proof of like the pasuk like we just quoted before, that God heard her, which sounds like it's specifically Hashem. Here it's also Hashem opened up his Eitzer. And it sounds like that also was only Hashem opening that same Raya. If that's the case, then why don't we count the fourth key, that of the key of Zama, fury? What you can say is, but you're right, we're only counting in our sugya the keys that relate to good. Therefore, we didn't count the fourth key of the key of fury. Then, but the mashmai of the pasuk Hashem, it sounds like from this pasuk of Hashem opens up his storehouse of fury, that the key of fury was not given over to an agent. But I mean, that was his name, Sarshal Baradhava, is the minister in charge of hail, which is a fury. I thought it wasn't given over to an agent. Hashem says, what you can say is, Mekli Zamachrinu Kamashalim Shalashleach. We're talking about from the other tools of fury, those weren't given over to an agent. Hashem borrowed light, but for that of hail, that not. Because just that one of hail was given over, but all other ones, the Pasuk is telling us that wasn't given over.